idea of her being this like little old woman who sometimes says funny things. So I don't think Charles is going to live up to that expectation, or not even expectation, because I don't think anyone has high expectations of him. I don't think he's going to live up to that image, especially since now he's already in his 70s. When Elizabeth was crowned, she was, a 20-year-old. Actually, I don't know if she was 20, but she was very young. And there is something to be said about the fact that the world kind of saw her grow, quote unquote, grow up, become an adult, and eventually die. Whereas we didn't do the same, we couldn't do the same with Charles. That was my royal analyst moment.
I appreciate your thoughts. I really quite agree with where you're coming from. On the same episode of Canada Land that I listened to this morning, the person who was on the discussion mentioned a film where they say something like, both landmarks and politicians, the older they get, the more popular they become. And it's not necessarily about like the function that they serve or like their values or anything. It's just that once they get to an old age, they become a little bit revered, right? Because they've been notorious for so long. And I think,
I don't want to see him in our money.
yeah, that's fair.
No, this is a really interesting point because it brings back to the point that we as in Canadians don't actually, it's not required for us to have a monarch on our money. I wonder if this will, do away with King Charles on our quarter. If people are just going to be like, if I think I think I speak for a lot of people when I say I don't want to see his bald head. I don't think many people want to. And again, going back to the seniority and the age thing, one thing that I kind of enjoyed growing up, I really liked collecting quarters growing up, and I really like collecting old ones because you can see how the portrait changes from when Elizabeth was kind of like in her 30s to like in her 80s. You're not going to see that with Charles anymore. He's 70. Like, this is as good as it's going to get. It's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah, he's failing upwards. Yeah, I guess so. I was just thinking when you were mentioning the coins, like, I wonder if, like, 20, 30 years from now, when the people who are like born in 2022 are at about this age where Charles is waning in his years, are they going
He's
to?
already waning in his
Sorry,
years.
he's waning even harder in his years. He's waning super fast. Are they going to? What are their thoughts? What are their thoughts going to be on the coins with Elizabeth's head on them, with Elizabeth's portraits?
Oh, that's a really good question because because for our generation, there isn't even equivalent because that would have been what, 70 years ago. We can't even be like, well, what do we think of George's head on quarters? Well, I haven't even seen a quarter with his head on it. Literally, like this was pre-1951.
And I think one of the other things that I was thinking of, I don't know how this works, and maybe you do. Are they gonna discontinue the circulation of the coins that we have now and the bills that we have now?
That's a good question. I can't imagine it being easy. I mean,
I don't
we're
think it would make
talking what, like
sense.
decades and decades full of money. I think they'll just stop printing the ones once they figure out what they're gonna do with the new bills. They'll stop printing the ones with her face on it. And I guess have it go out of circulation just organically.
But then in that case, I wonder, you know, let's say again, like the 23rd, I don't think he's going to live for another 30 years. No. So like 15, 20 years. 15, 20 years from now, are the coins that are going to be in circulation, how much of them are still going to be the ones with Queen Elizabeth on them?
That's a good question. I cannot tell you that. But it is a good question. I guess I'll just have to find out in 20 years. I'll set myself a reminder.
And with that, I think it's time for us to have a music break.
Yeah, we are long due for one. Coming up is another song called The Moon Song, but this time by Phoebe Bridgers.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesday. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. What a very weird couple of days it has been, I think, for many people who live in Canada. I don't really know if I want to say rocked by this news, but just to have this news fall upon us.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and what? I think I was rocked. I don't think she was ever going to die.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, obviously she was going to die, but it sure rocked me.
Oh, okay.
Did it rock you? Were you shocked? I actually did predict that she was going to die this year. When they were doing the Jubilee stuff earlier, her actual Jubilee was in February and they were planning it for the summer. And I was like, this is so stupid. What if she dies and you spend all this money planning something in the summer and the monarch isn't going to be there? So I did think that she was probably going to kick the bucket sometime this year. But at the same time, I was kind of holding out on her outliving Charles, so we won't get Charles.
I really hate Charles.
I really do not like Charles.
That's such a good question. I kind of vaguely recall hearing you talk about that, actually, I think earlier this year. I think they're just so insignificant to my life. But I didn't really think about it. When I was younger, I definitely thought of the royal family with novelty because of how old the queen was,
right?
I guess. In my adulthood, becoming a little bit more engaged with what's going on in the world and with the communities that surround me and live here in Canada, we were at a work meeting and like the meeting was over. And then one of my coworkers was like, the queen just died. And it was like, oh, okay. There was not much of a reaction. There was a lot of like, wow, she's old.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. That was kind
I feel
of
like
it.
That's pretty on par with us here, which it goes back to my previous point about us here in the colonies. How are we going to really transition after she dies? Are we going to, because the monarchy doesn't really have much of a presence on our lives, as opposed to, I guess, I don't know if it's true for other Commonwealth countries, but definitely as opposed to the actual UK, I don't really feel the fact that we even have a queen. And I think if the little impact that the monarchy has had in our lives, it is specifically because of Queen Elizabeth, because of her, you know, her status as this icon, she was like in her 90s, right? She's been here all of our lives. So once that icon, not the institution of the monarchy, but that particularly iconic person, once that icon has passed, what is going to happen with our public perception of the monarchy, which is so tied up with this person for over 70 years.
Yeah, I really see that. I really feel that way as well. I think, yeah, it's just kind of like, oh, this person who's been around for so long has passed away. And I think a lot of people, even if they do have feelings of grief around that, they're not grieving for the monarchy. They're grieving for this person who who lived a very long life and who just kind of existed in their lives for many, many years. I imagine that there are a lot of colonies that are not, you know, with the question of like, what do the rest of the colonies feel about this? I kind of feel like Canada has such like just a mild reaction to it, right? Because the UK obviously is going through something, but then I think most of the rest of the colonies are kind of like, good riddance, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how online you've been these days, but you know, like Irish Twitter was really blowing up. Like, lots of folks, I think, from Jamaica were like, woohoo. Right. And in other cases as well, people were genuinely mourning, not because this person passed away, but because this person passes away and yet colonialism still exists, right? We are simply removing the figurehead of an institution with a different person. And I feel like living in Canada, it kind of feels it feels very strange for us to be having this kind of just mild reaction to this rather than reconciling with the fact that like this is an institution that continues to exist and lots of people are still going to be very affected in really, 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 really bad ways. It just doesn't feel, you know, it just doesn't, one, it doesn't feel like appropriate for people to be like weeping and crying over the Queen because of the royal family. It doesn't feel appropriate to me also that like Canada has just kind of this lukewarm reaction where it's not lukewarm because we're like, oh, okay, this happened, but it's lukewarm because like people are being wishy-washy over how to approach the reaction to this passing. Especially after the past number of years where there have been more genuine conversations with Indigenous communities who have experienced so much grief over, you know, Canada's 150, over the constant displacement of people in communities, the constant like taking of land, and then of course the issues around truth and reconciliation, and then last year when I think the nation was really rocked by these discoveries of unmarked graves on sites that used to be residential schools, right? Like when we're still trying to figure out like like whether or not we should have a holiday because of the passing of the Queen, kind of in tandem all the time, and especially in September, where September 30th is supposed to be a day of reflection for many and a day of grief as well for many others. I'm not really sure if I should say that I'm confused by it, because this is such a, it feels so Canadian. I feel like frustrated because we just feel stuck.
Right.
I think I rambled a lot there. Does any of that make sense?
Makes sense, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. It feels like somebody trying to do first aid who doesn't have any first aid training, and they're just making like a complicated medical issue worse. But
like that episode in The Office.
I've never seen The Office before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually haven't really seen much of it. I've seen a few episodes. But yeah, there's an episode where they get CPR training and they totally mess it up.
I would have to assume it's something like that. Well, that being said, I think if you are a person who gets a paid day off on September 19th, I would really encourage you to use some of those funds if you can. To support local initiatives that support Indigenous folks in Canada. And I would really encourage you to take more time in your life to, you know, think a little bit about colonialism and the monarchy and stuff like that. And just do a little bit of reflection and interrogation, I guess.
And maybe watch The Princess Diaries.
Yeah, watch The Princess Diaries. Wait, why?
I don't know. I just really wanted to watch The Princess Diaries. Did you ever think that Genovia was a real country?
No.
Oh. It sounds so much like Geneva.
It does.
And that's a real place.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. I ruined it for you. I didn't really think that Genovia was a real place. It's not like I was particularly good at geography, but I just kind of figured like, if it were a real country,
if there was a real place called Liechtenstein, I feel like Genovia isn't that far off.
Does Liechtenstein have a royal family?
I'm pretty sure they do have a monarchy. But the most interesting monarchy, I think, in Europe is Andorra, which is a co-principality. So they are governed by two princes. And one of the princes of Andorra is the current president of France. Not like Macron is like himself, but like whoever is the current president of France is one of the princes of Andorra. And the other prince of Andorra is always like a religious figure.
Do you have any final thoughts on what we discussed today?
Not really.
With that said, then, we are hitting the top of the hour, finally, of Typically Tuesdays Today on CJSF 90.1 FM. If you enjoyed our program, why not give us a follow over on Instagram? We are at Typically Tuesday, so you can keep up with what we're doing on the show. Also, sometimes we like share posts about community arts and the people who you've interviewed and stuff, partners of the program, I guess, supporters of the program. And of course, we promote items about the radio station. So you can keep up to date with us over there. And of course, if you really, really liked today's show, you can tell your friends and family about us. We'd love to get more ears on our program. Especially given that we have so many riveting conversations about what? Nuance, complexity, perspective, and of course, Yale.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So yeah, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for sharing our good word. Tune into more great CJSF programming. Check out Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon with your host, Charlotte Sister C, every Friday from 10 to 11, talking about local arts, poetry, and platforming the voices of elders in the lower mainland area. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Jade. We are wrapping up with one last song. This is Voyage by Munia. Enjoy.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amin D, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.